Blog Talk Radio.
This is AJ Jones from the AJ Live Sports Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. Sorry for my tardiness. It has been a very, very interesting week in sports, period. And first and foremost, being that I live in Oklahoma, we're going to talk about the dismantling of Buddy Hield and the Oklahoma Sooners. Yes. Earlier this year, Oklahoma was ranked as one of the top teams in the country. Actually, they were ranked number one for a couple of weeks. I thought personally that the Villanova Wildcats was a better team than them. But Buddy Hield is probably one of the best guards in the country. Practically can shoot from anywhere, but the thing is, he lives by the three and dies by the three. Well, the Villanova Wildcats faced OU in a rematch in the Final Four in a national semifinal. So it was a 95-54 victory for the Villanova Wildcats. They held Buddy Hield to 9 points. There was only one player in double figures, and that was Woodard. This is probably the first time where Buddy Hield was not the leading scorer this year in a game. Buddy Hield is number two in the nation in scoring, and they held him to 9 points. They pressured him. They collapsed on him. They had two people collapsing on him anytime he caught the ball, and they found a chink in his armor. Now, we all know he's a great shooter. He worked on his shot the whole in the offseason. But his flaw was in his ball handling. If he got the ball on the left side of the floor, most of the time when Buddy Hield gets the ball on the left side of the floor, when he's in his left hand, he quickly crosses back to the right to get to the middle of the floor or get to the right side of the floor to pull up for a jumper. Anytime he tried to cross over, not so good left hand dribbling, and then you try to cross over with that not so strong left hand, and he got pickpocketed and taken to the cup a few times. Now, that win puts Villanova in the final. Now, the second game we're going to discuss, and shortly after that evening, the Syracuse Orangemen fell to the mighty Tar Heels of North Carolina, 88-63. Now, that game, it was just, I'm not going to say it was a back-and-forth game, but there were a few times in the game where the Tar Heels were, literally, in situations because, the Syracuse Orangemen are undersized, but they're a very, very, very tough team with that matchup 2-3 zone. There were some times when North Carolina made a few mistakes and, it was pretty much a one-possession ball game, and next thing you know, they just pulled it out. And now this game between North Carolina and Villanova looks very, 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 very attractive. This is probably one of the most attractive finals in a while. You know, in a while. This is probably one of the best. This looks to be one of the best finals since UK and Kansas just a couple years back. That was a great looking final. That was a great looking final, UK and Kansas. That was probably one of the great, you know, because that was probably one of Kentucky's best teams ever. You know what I'm saying? So, me personally, I think it may be a close game. Both of these teams took off in the tournament pretty much handled everyone they played for the most part, you know, and then they, you know, they were both able to pull out a close win against one team, but for the rest of the tournament, it looks like a pretty easy schedule for them. Yeah, so so tonight, it's the main event tonight. The NCAA National Championship between the Mighty Tar Heels of North Carolina and the Wildcats of Villanova. So you got Philly against Tobacco Road. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a pretty good game. And I think everybody's going to be glued to their television sets. Sorry about that. Let's move over to some NBA talk. A couple nights ago, I live in Oklahoma City, and this is Oklahoma City Thunder territory. You know, the land of Westbrook and Kevin Durant. You know, that's what this is over here. Now, a couple years ago, we had a young guard by the name of Reggie Jackson. Very talented kid, but it just seems at times he was very, very impatient. He wanted to be the quote unquote, wanted to be the man. The year he was drafted was the same year. The year he was drafted was the same year. The year he was drafted was the same year James Harden trade happened. So James Harden was a very, very, very good figure coming off of the bench. We all know the story. He went to Houston, got a max money deal. He's now one of the marquee players in the league now. It was one of those who knew type deals, you know. Now, I think in Reggie's mind when he came in that he thought he could fill those shoes or whatever. Now, Reggie was a great addition coming off of the bench, you know, because that following season, you know, Westbrook went out, KD went out, so you know, he was able to get some time, and there was some time. He was able to get some time, and there were some times where he was able to string together. There were some times where he was able to string together some victories and wins and different things. Now, to make a long story short, Oklahoma City this past Thursday went to Detroit to play the Pistons. Now, they get up there, play the Pistons. And lose by 6. Now, here's where it gets tricky. The celebration after the win over Oklahoma City went a little overboard by Reggie. It was not, this was something that was not. This was something that was not good. This was something that just didn't sit too well with Kevin Durant and Westbrook. You know, they both had their sentiments, and now, you know, they're just going to concentrate on solidifying their seed in the playoffs. Now let's talk. The playoff picture. Now, in the West, it's, you know, we already know the number one seed is going to be in the West, the Golden State Warriors, followed by the San Antonio Spurs. Next, it will be the Oklahoma City Thunder, followed by, you know, we're just going to focus on those top three for right now in the West. You know, now true enough, they gave up that. Now true enough, you know, wins are important this time of year. The Thunder, you know, they gave up a close one to Detroit side of on the east side of things in the Eastern Conference. That win by Detroit helped them get the number seven spot, because right now they were fighting for eight. It was almost a tie for the eighth spot between them and blah blah blah. But in the East, you know, Chicago, right now, Cleveland and Chicago are, you know, they're pretty much hashing it out at 1-2. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking, this year's playoffs is going to look pretty good. Now, a lot of people, as of this past year, they're kind of getting weary of, they don't like, you know, a lot of people, you know, Steph Curry is a good player, you know, hands down. But the thing that's not sitting well with a lot of people is the fact that Steph Curry, you know, players, you know, it just seems like Golden State is just getting their way in a lot of situations. And it's getting to a lot of players around the league, especially, you know, Boston took pride in stopping the streak. And that's just something that has to be – Boston took pride in stopping the streak, period. That's just something that has to – that's just something that has to happen. You know what I'm saying? When you take pride in the streak, you know, when you're invincible, you know what I'm saying? You know, you tend to overlook people, and then players like Draymond Green in the close of that game, he was literally manhandling people out on the court. Now, I understand he's a physical player and everything, but that was just flagrant what Draymond Green was doing. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I'm like that, but that was freaking flagrant, literally freaking flagrant. But we will be back on Friday. We'll be back on Thursday at 3:00, same time. We're going to catch up. I'm sorry about this. The show was only about 15 minutes, but we were a little behind, a little bit late. I'm sorry about my tardiness. Thursday at 10-7 Live Sports 30-minute halftime show. We'll be back on Thursday at 3:00. Don't forget to also check out the 10-7 Live show, the regular 10-7 Live show, not the sports show. On Wednesday, it will be Wednesday at 6 p.m. Okay, we're gonna be talking about some very very interesting topics, very very controversial. So We'll talk to you later. Peace.